This is ARPBEAT, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Artist Naida Cuyaso-Jorens is designing a localized text-based installation to complement the national installation called Hostile Terrain 94 at the Arcus Center for Social Justice Leadership at Kalamazoo College. It memorializes those who have died while trying to cross the Sonoran Desert in Arizona between the mid-1990s and 2019. It lifts up the lives of all who have been affected by the perilous journey to cross the border between Mexico and the United States. Naida, you're a visiting assistant professor at Kalamazoo College, and one of the things that you've brought over with you is your interest in migration, marginalized voices, and you've taken on to help on a project, an installation that would complement Hostile Terrain 94. So let's begin with that. Explain, what is Hostile Terrain 94?
It is a participatory art project that was originally organized and sponsored by the Undocumented Migration Project. They're a nonprofit. It's sort of like an interdisciplinary research slash art slash education slash media collective directed by Jason De Leon, anthropologist. So they've been doing research for many years. It's a really involved and impressive project that includes ethnography, archaeology, anthropology, forensic anthropology. I mean, it's a great project. And so they came up with the Hostile Terrain 94, which is an installation composed of, I think, like 3,200 handwritten toe tags placed on a wall map of the Sonoran Desert in Arizona. And each toe tag represents a recovered body of a migrant who died crossing the desert between 2000 and 2020, so over that time span. You know, the tags are placed geologically in the exact location, you know, so they're using geolocation for this. And the tags are also color-coded. You know, I think it's Manila color identifies the bodies, while orange-colored tags identify represent unidentified bodies, so remains that have not been identified yet. It's a painfully powerful art project. You know, each toe tag, they have very specific information. It's based on data collection. So they include the name, if known, age, sex, cause of death, condition of the body, when it was found, and specific location. It is, I'll talk more about it, you know, in terms of what it's about, but I wanted also to mention that these installations are happening. I think there's over 150, if I remember correctly, different exhibitions of this installation that will happen simultaneously throughout 2021 and 2022 in a number of
institutions. I was going to ask about that because I assumed, yeah, that they were all over the place, not just here at the Arcus Center.
Right. So it's institutions nationally and globally. Originally, everything was going to happen. It was meant to happen around October, right before the election. Mm-hmm. But because of COVID, things have shifted. And the reason why it was important that it happened right before the election is that the piece, the project, brings up the policy known as prevention through deterrence, you know, which is a United States Border Patrol policy that was implemented in the 90s.
This is ARPBEAT on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Cuyaso-Jorens continues on a roll with the Border Project.
The Arcus Center invited me not just to help out with Hostile Terrain 94, but they also invited me to design and produce a wall installation to accompany the project on the other wall in the center. And that came up because I, as in 2014, I did a fellowship at the Arco Center, through which I created this large text-based piece that took over the entire wall in the center, with, you know, what I was calling the voices of the many communities in Kalamazoo. And with that, you know, I collected local stories through interviews, casual conversations, shared writing, oral history, archives. You know, students from Kalamazoo College and Western Michigan joined in that process of collecting. And so, you know, from that work, they invited me to see what I would design as a companionship for Hostile Terrain. And so the idea of voices, I think, was very present in their inviting me, and also as soon as I started thinking about it. Just because the Hostile Terrain is so much about data, you know, and so much about the bodies that have been found in the desert. So I wanted to bring in the voices, the memories of either people who have crossed the border or family members of people who have died crossing the desert. And so, you know, the work will include text, you know, collected from oral history archives. So, you know, for example, we're researching the Historias and Recuerdos oral history projects from the Colibri Center for Human Rights in Arizona, as well as many other oral history archives, you know, nationwide. But we also wanted to include that the local voices. So we're inviting anyone who would like to share their experiences, either of crossing the border or the crossing of a loved one, to, you know, contact the center and submit their stories. They will remain anonymous. And the link is also on the webpage, arcocenter.kzoo.edu.
We'll link to that on our page as well.
Great. And so, you know, we're still in the collecting phase right now. So, and the research phase. Eventually, what will happen is that we will select, and by we, I'm talking about a team. You know, it's not just my project, but, you know, Jesse Herrera, who is a former Arco Center student staff and K College graduate, Marcos Ferguson Morales, who's a K College student graduating this year, also Arco Center staff member, and Julie Maron Parker, who's the Arco Center art coordinator. We're all working on this together and collecting these voices. The, you know, the intention is to memorialize, to honor, and to remember those who have died while crossing the desert, but also to center the lives and the memories and voices of all who have been impacted by this.
I'm Zenta A. Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Naida Collazo-Llorens. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and to contribute to the Hostile Terrain Project. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.